Sofik Doicha is a Shabbos. A Sofik Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. We'll soon see what the case of a Sofik is. Or a Losoi Vadai Doicha is a Shabbos, again, another Drosha. Vuloyan Drugnis. Not an Adrugnis, because he's also a Sofik, what din an Adrugnis has. An Adrugnis has a Simon of a Zohar and a Simon of a Nekeva. He's a Sofik, what din does he have? So Vaita the Mila, if it comes out Gem Shemini on Shabbos, you're not Doicha Shabbos. Vuloyan Drugnis Doicha is a Shabbos. Yeah, you do I mean no andrugnis a doich is a Shabbos. He was an andrugnis. It's not called the sofik. Without he has vada is simin zochem. He has a gid and an orlo. There's a chiyah to do the mila on him even on Shabbos. The einish chorus. And who adin if you don't do it? It's an einish chorus. You don't give the mila. It's mila vada is doich is Shabbos. But another drush with dashing is our loss soy vada doich is a Shabbos. V'loy noilad ben hashmoshes doich is a Shabbos. If a tinnik was born Friday night ben hashmoshes. So he's not doing for the next Shabbos, you can't make the meal on Shabbos. Because it's a Sofik, what day is called Yom HaShmini? It's a Sofik if Yom HaShmini is Friday, or is Yom HaShmini on Shabbos? But since we have a Sofik, if next Shabbos is the Yom HaShmini, you're not allowed to make the meal on Shabbos. So in such a case, you have to make the meal on Sunday. To make it on Friday, you can't, because also it's a Sofik, maybe it's only Yom Zayin, it's not Yom HaShmini. To do it on Shabbos, maybe Shemini, maybe Shabbos is Yom Tes. Therefore, in such a case, it's not doing for Shabbos. Right, another drush is or losoy vaday. It's also one pasuk with asking all these things. Or losoy mashma only a special orla you do on Shabbos. Not every orla, not every meal you do on Shabbos. So what's called a vaday? Vaday doich Shabbos for loy leila kishumol. Not a kid that's born when he has gemalt already. There's no orla around his gid. So since he has no orla, we don't do the meal on Shabbos. Well, soon tonight, even though there's a mitzvah tofes dam bris, we don't do that on Shabbos though. V'loy noel kishumol doichas a Shabbos. Shebe shama yoyim be shama shiitu is tzorech lahati v'menu dam bris. Stam, you have a kid that's born with no orla. He's born gemalt already. The din is b'yoyim hashmini. Still, there's a chiyuv to make a tafas dam bris. Means you have to make a kotzeyam and let some dam come out that we had before in Rashi's mashma. That's all a part of the ma'isa mila. Mila means cutting off the orla and also letting some dam come out. There, even though the kid was already born with the orla cut off. Was born without an orlom, there's still a mitzvah to do our tavas dam bris. That's beishamashita. Or beishil lanyam ain't a tzarech. Beishilo says no. If a kid is born neilik yishumol, there's no chiyuv to do a mila. So according to beishil, we're not talking about them. Mechlal, there's no chiyuv to do it. But the chiddush is according to the beishamai that there's a chiyuv to do a mitzvah at tavas dam bris. You still have to make some blood come out, but you don't do it on Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos because that's not the ikar mitzvah samila. It's what doicha Shabbos is a mila vaday cutting off the orlom. Amr Rav Shimon ben Elozo, lo nechloku beishamim beisilu, if he holds his no machlokes beishamim beisilu, al merle kishumol, if a kid is born, gemalt, that he has no orla, she tzorok latif imen of damris, as everybody's maskim, as Rav Shimon Elozo holds, even beisilu's moidim, you have to make hatofes damris, even though the tinnik is born gemalt, there's still a mitzvah to let some dam come out for Yom HaShmini from the mokom orla, there's still a mitzvah. Nifneis, he says it has b'way. Nifneis orla kavusha hi, because it's called an orla kavusha. Means even though we can't see the orla, the posh is a sofik, maybe there is an orla there. Kavusha means it's like pushed into the skin. So even though the way we look at the gid, we don't see the orla, we have to be afraid maybe there is orla there. Nifneis orla kavusha hi, that there is an orla that's pushed in there. So melam, to make a ma'isim, you look to cut it off, it's not possible. You can't cut it off. So what's the yitzah? Since there is a type of an orla there, the mitzvah is to make a tavas dam bris. Alman nechleku, where is the machlekes beisham beisilul? Do you have to make a tavas dam bris or not? That's al gerish and his gaya kishumol. It means you have a goy. That b'shasi was a goy, he had a mila done to him. So since they did a mila, we know vadi there's no more orla on him. Now later on he wants to become a yid. So aloch is when you want to become a yid, part of gerish is to make a ma'isa mila. Now this goy, it's not shav to make a ma'isa mila. The mila was taken off already. So here's the machlokes. What do we have to do for his geirus? Shebeishama yirmim tzorach latif imeno dam bris. Beishama he holds there's still a chiyuv to make a tavas dam bris. Heis b'shas his geirus. Even though he's gemalt already, b'shas they made the mila when he was a goy. It didn't mean anything. It wasn't have a shame mitzvah. Didn't have a shame mitzvah mila on it. So mila now b'shas geirus. A chelik of geirus is to do a mila. How do you do a mila on this person? Nochemol a tavas dam bris. That's a kol part of some type of a kiyum. Does out beshamay? Or beisilu learnim no? And it's sorech latev imenu dam bris. Beisilu holds no. There's no Indian of a tavas dam bris. a gerus, you need dafka ma'isa mila. Here, where the goy had a mila ready, it's not shy to make the ma'isa bris. So mela tovas dam bris by gerus, there's no inyan. As this claim by a tinik shenoylad kishumol, even though we look as if there's no orla there, but the more says a swara, we have to be afraid. Maybe she'orla kvushi, maybe there is some type of an orla pressed in there in the skin. So even though we can't get it out, for a kol parim, we have to do a tovas dam bris. Hashenkin here with the ger had his mila when he was a goy, so pshita, we don't have to do anything now according to Beis Hillel. That's it, up Rashi. And rugnis at Rashi sofiku. V'noyled ben ashmoshes nami sofik. Zmane, if a kid was born Friday night ben ashmoshes, it's also a sofik. Whose sofik ain't his manen. Becomes the next Shabbos, you can't make the mila, because it's a sofik. If the next Shabbos is called Yom Shmini not, maybe the next Shabbos is called Yom Tes. His maybe ben ashmoshes on the first Friday, he was born on Friday. Male the bris should have been on the next Friday. We can't do it on Friday, because maybe it's only Yom Zayin. We can't do it on Shabbos, because sofik maybe Shabbos Yom Tes. V'chein nerled mohu, same thing if a kid is born, gemalt already. Sofik is also a sofik to chiv milam. Val shema orla kvushihi. Maybe there's an orla still there. Or dofik bebosom. There's a sofik, maybe the orla is still attached to the bosom. L'kame porach, sofik l'kame l'asu yamayim. Before the Gemara start off with a sofik here. Allah sevada derechaves boya lost a sofik. What does the sofik mean? Since the Gemara now explains all the sveikis, what's the first sofik the Gemara meant? That the Gemara will soon explain. Why he holds an androgynous, a person that has two simonim, a simon of a zohar, he has a gid, and he also has a hole like an isha, he still has to have a chiyav of an ola, mila. And if you hold his mila is even during the Shabbos. We'll see later why, how he dashes this. The kid is born Gemal, there's still a mitzvah to do a tovas dam bris. But on Shabbos, it's not doicha. If you're a Shemini, he's born on Shabbos, you don't do a tovas dam bris next Shabbos. Because that's not the whole mitzvah. What's doicha Shabbos, but you're a Shemini, is only the whole mitzvah mila. Stam a tovas dam bris is only the chilek of the mitzvah, not the whole mitzvah, it's not doicha Shabbos. Shetzor lahatif chashin and shemola kvushi. Here's out the beginning of the svaras the Gemara. That the svar is the reason why you need a tovas dam bris, because you have a suffix, maybe there isn't all of there. So we can't get the orla off because it's attached there, it's too close, we don't even see it. But since it's a sofik, maybe the orla is there, the kid has a shame oral to him. So Mel, there's a mitzvah to make a tovas dam bris to do as much as we could do. That's the chilik of the mitzvah. Alger, the machlekes is though, alger, the lek is shum sofik orla. A goy, that when he was a kogoyin arve mol, they made a mila when he was a goy. So they took off all the orla. We know vadi, there's no orla on his yid. Now he wants to become a yid. So shalav by gerus the churi, you have to do a mila. But on this goy, it's not shayach a mila. So that's the machlekes. The Beis Shammai says you have to do a tovas dam bris. That's also a chelik of a ma'aseh gerus. And Beis Hillel holds no. There's no gerus doesn't need a tovas dam bris. Gerus is only to make him ois orla. Since here the goy had a mila before, you can't do a mila again. There's no need to do a mila on him. So melu chur becomes a ger just by making a tefillah. Now it'll be mazal do brisa. Omamar. V'loy sofik doiches a Shabbos. As which mila is doicha b'yom hashmini, a mila vaday, and not a sofik. So the more lasu yamai, what do we call the sofik that's not doicha Shabbos? Lasu yehodu tana rabbonin. Ben shiva mechal na logas a Shabbos. If an isha gave birth after 7 months, that's called the ben shir kayoma, and when mechal Shabbos for the kid, it's called the ben kayoma. Hu adin, you can make the mila on Shabbos. Or ben ches, let's say the kid is born, you know, vaday, the 8th month, Yishno ain mechal and olivus a Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for this kid. Because we never mind, he's a mace. His vaday won't live. A ben ches can't live. So maybe you're not mechal Shabbos for him. That's if you know vaday, he's a ben ches. Now, sofik ben zayin, sofik ben ches, what about a kid that was born now in the 8th month? But gefort it's a sofik to us. Maybe it's still a ben zayin, maybe it's a ben ches. Now, part of the sveikus could be, even though, Shred don't know exactly what the sofik is. First, you don't know the date. You don't know if it's the 7th month or the 8th month. Another sofik could be, even if it's the 8th month, maybe really this kid was a ben zayin, was supposed to come out the 7th month. The grad, he stayed in the stomach a little bit longer. But really, his muhusis, he's a ben zayin. So we have a sofik, what muhusis is this kid? Is aloha ein sofik ben ches ein mechal olav Shabbos. In such a case, we're also not mechal Shabbos. His mila is not the Shabbos. Since we have a sofik, if he's called the Ben Kayoma, not. If he's a Ben Zayin, he is a Ben Kayoma. If he's a Ben Chet, he's not a Ben Kayoma. So right now, the 8th day, we have a Sofik. So we're not doicha Shabbos. That's the first part of the braisa. Such a mila is not doicha Shabbos. Rashi ben ches ein mechana lov. Sherei kemesu. It's sitting like a mace. V'yei milosei mitzvah. There's not even a mitzvah to do the mila. So Rashi has the kasha v'yei kashim keim lav chilhu. On the side that he's a mace, there's no issa deraisa. Sherei hilke chotech bebos a mace. Some cut off a piece of mace, meat of a mace. There's no issa deraisa. But kama nami mokli hai chilhu b'machshir mila. So the Gemara later than that, kasha ein echanami. To make the actual mila itself l'chur monoshok, you should do it on the ben zayin. But you have a suffix ben zayin ben ches. The churma monoshach, you should do the mila the yom ches. If the kid is a ben zayin that he's going to live, so you makayim the mitzvah. On the tzad, the kid is a ben ches that his body going to die soon, so he has a din mace right now. So there's no issa chabura, there's no issa cutting off the meat. So really, we should do the mila. So the moral is going to say it's only a shalom from the hechsher mitzvah. Now the hechsher mitzvah is not doich here. All right, we'll see later about that. No, ben ches is no mitzvah. That's what it says. Ben ches no mitzvah. It's called kemes. So the Gemara ben shmoina hareish ben shmoina is areyu kievin. The mitzias of ben shmoina is mamish like a stone. There's no mitzvah at all on him. The yosla talpla, he's even mukz on Shabbos. He can't even touch him on Shabbos. Avol imoy shoicha umenikosay. But the mother is allowed to bend over and nurse him. Mevnei hasakona, because poshi it's a sakona for the isha herself. So it's Rashi mevnei hasakona mevnei shecholov. Because since she has so much milk in her breast, so she's not going to nourish, she'll become sick from that. So that's why she's mutter to be menik. But on them, mitzad the tinnik, if you know he's a vadei ben ches, the nice thing, we don't know that. But lo yitzu, you will know he's a vadei ben ches, that's the metzias, he has to die. But since he has to die, he can't live, he doesn't have the simon mechias in him. He's called a mace, he's muksa, and any time the only head to the mother has to nurse, is only because maybe the mother herself will come to a sakon. That's the first suffix here. In such cases, a suffix if the tinnik has the chi of mila or not, so we're not doing Shabbos. Right. Right, right, that's what we're saying. Right. Itma, that's what Mar says, his mamish commands. Itma, Rav Oma, halacha ketanakama. Rav says halacha is like the Tanakama. According to Tanakama's attraction, it means aliba de beisil de yomar, and tzarach lahatim menu dambris. Yeah, that was a machlekes of a kid was born normal, but he was born gemal. He was born without a mila. So the first Tanakhama said that it still holds is not even a mitzvah as tough as dambris. You don't have to do anything. So that's where Rav Paskins. Rav Amalacha Ketanakhama, that according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah as tough as dambris. Beis Shammai is the one that said, even though the kid is born gemal, you have to do as tough as dambris b'yom ha-shmini. But according to Beis Hillel, there's no chiyuv. Ushmul Amam, halacha kem Shim ben Elozer. That he, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, says no. That both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both Moedon. You have to do Atavas Dam Bris. The Machlokes was only by a ger. A ger, there we know Vadai, the Goy had a Milam. So there we know Vadai, there's no Orla on him. Mashenk in the Tinnik that's born, even though we don't see the Orla, it looks Gemal, we have a Suffolk, maybe there is an Orla Kvusha there. And Machmaz there, you have to do Atavas Dam Bris. That's how Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So the more Ravada Barava is Yavad Le Yehu Yanuka. He had a kid that was born. Kishumol, he was born gemalt. Hadre atlesa mohuli. He looked after, he ran after 13 different miles. Adishavi krushavcha. He said, nobody wanted to do the mila. The shaila was mastam v'grashki, his kid was born on Shabbos. And so, l'chura, since the kid was born gemalt, the bris mila should be the next day, next Shabbos. And since you can't make a mila, because he's gemalt, the only mitzvah is a tov zan bris. And that we had before, that's how Brisa says, HaTavaz Dabris is not Deuch HaShabbos. So Melo, no Moyel wanted to make the Tavaz Dabris on Shabbos. Because that's the din. What's Deuch HaShabbos? A Mila Vadai. A Mila just make a Tavaz Dabris is not Deuch HaShabbos. So no Moyel wanted to do it. So the Maisa was, he himself ended up doing himself, and he did a bad job, he made his kid a Kruv Shokha. That was the Maisa. Then he said, Omar, he said upon himself, Tasteli the Avriyad Rav. He felt bad that Vaisa is the reason why this happened to his kid, because he didn't listen to Halacha. He didn't hold like Rav. What does Rav say? Rav says that according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah mila at all. There's no mitzvah tovah dam bris. For the Gemara, Omolei Rav Nachman, v'yad Shmuel l'yavar. And you listen to Shmuel's din. Ein madiyama Shmuel, when does Shmuel say, even though the kid is born gemal, that you have to make a tovah dam bris, that's b'chil. That on b'yom ha-shmini, there's a mitzvah to make a korban a tovah dam bris. Aber b'shabbos miyomar, that was part of the Braisa, that Shmuel's murdered to the Braisa, that on Shabbos, HaTavaz Dabris is not Deuch HaShabbos. Since you're not doing the whole mitzvah's milam, just HaTavaz Dabris is not Deuch HaShabbos. So, Melo, what you did was not according to anybody. And then, Chami, my says he made a mistake. Weiter. Miyom, oh, no, furthermore, Jesus Sover, by call upon him, what was the heter, what was Ravada Barabbas for? What did he do with Jesus Sover, Vadai Ola Kvushahi. Hesiel is not a Sofak Ola Kvusha, it's a Vadai Ola Kvusha. Every single kid, even though he's born, he looks like there's no Orla, you should know there's Vadai is an Orla there. No, you can't see it, it's Kvush, it's stuck into the Basar, it's Dovak with the Basar. So mainly he holds that why did Shmuel say it's not the Cheshavis? Because it's only Sofik. Mashek and Hiel, it's a Vadi Ola Kvusha, and since it's a Vadi Ola Kvusha, then you have to do a mitzvah Satovas Damris, and Hiel, it was the Cheshavis. The Yitma, Rabbi Roma Chashinon Shema Ola Kvushahi. As what's the locha that if a kid is born Gemalt, why do we say you're supposed to make a Satovas Damris? So Rabbi says it's only a Sofik Digadin. Because we have a Chash, maybe there's an Ola Kvusha there. So he said on the Tzad there's an Ola Kvusha, so really the kid needs a Mila. To make a Mamash Mila, you can't cut. We don't know what to cut. We can't cut the Gid. So the Eitzri is just to make a Tzavas Damris. Rabbi Yosef Oman Nein Vadei Ola Kvushi. You should know, a kid that's born Gemalt, he's not 100% Gemalt. There's a Vadei Ola there. Just his Kovash is attached to the bus, so we can't see it. So Mela Rav Adam Rava held that according to Rabbi Yosef, since it's a Vadei Mitzvah to make the Tzavas Damris, he also sees the Deuch HaShabbos also. But Omer Rabbi Yosef, no aminula. How do I know this is said that even though the kid is born gemalt, there still is an orla there? The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Hakafer Reimer, Lenech Laku Beishamim Beishilil. There's no machlokes Beishamim Beishilil. Al Neilik Yishumol. That if a kid that was born a Yiddish kid was born, even though he looks to us as if there's no mila, as if he's gemalt, Shetzorok Lati V'Meno Dambris. You have to know even Beishilil holds there is a mitzvah Satovas Dambris. You still have to do something. Amah Nechluku, where's the machlekes here? Lechalal Olavas HaShabbos. The whole machlekes is the mitzvahs of Tovas Dan Bris enough of the mitzvahs Milog to be Deich HaShabbos. The kid was born on Shabbos, the next Shabbos is there a heter to make a Tovas Dan Bris. Beishamai Oimrim, Mechalal Olavas HaShabbos. Beishamai holds, it could be Mechal HaShabbos. Why? Because he holds, it's a Vadei Ola Kvusha. So since it's a Vadi Ola there, so Mela, to cut it off, we can't, because we can't get to it. It's like Dovik in the skin, we don't know what to cut. So I call upon him, you have to make a Tovas Damris. Obeisil Oimrim, ain't Mechal Olavas HaShabbos. Obeisil holds, no, it's not Mechal HaShabbos. It's even though, vice versa, he holds, that it's a Sofik Ola. That you have to do a Tovas Damris, because maybe there's no Ola there. That's only a Sofik. But if you do a Shabbos, it can't be doing a Shabbos. So the Gemara lav mechlal the Tanakama sava mechal nolavas haShabbos. Now the chur is still shver. Like chur we passed like Beitzilul. So why are you bringing me a raya that by Shammai holds it could be deich haShabbos, but Beitzilul says klot not deich haShabbos. So the chur according to Beitzilul alalocha you should see that there's not an orla vaday. The only reason we do it on a tinnik that was born gemalt because he has a suffix, maybe there's an orla. That's why Beitzilul holds it's not deich haShabbos. So Chur is still Shver of Yosef. How could Yosef bring a raya that he holds? It's an Orla Vadayin, and it is Deich HaShabbos. The Chur Beis Hillel holds is not Deich HaShabbos. So Gemara means to say the raya is from the Tanakama. This is what Rav Elazar Kafa says. Mashma the Tanakama dingzich on him. So the Dik is La Mechal the Tanakama. The Tanakama of Rav Elazar Kafa, he holds Sova Mechal and Olav HaShabbos. He holds that even according to Beis Hillel, the loch would be, you're allowed to make a Tovas Dam Bris on Shabbos, that you could be Mechal HaShabbos. That was Rabbi Yosef's raya. The Tanakama, Mestan the Locha, the Tanakama, he holds according to both of them, he could be Mechal HaShabbos. Now, think more answers back? No. The Dilma Tanakama, Divri Akram, ain't Mechal Limkoma. Maybe if I care, Tanakama holds according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai, you're not doing HaShabbos. Fred Gemorim came, if that would be the Pshat, Reb Lezah Kaper, time of the Beis Shammai Yoslashminin. If that can be, because if the Tanakama holds, everybody holds ain't Mechalin. Then Rav Elazar Kafa says, no, you know what? Beis Shammai holds Mechalin. It's sure Rav Elazar Kafa, what does he have to come and tell us this for? Like, it's not okay in Beis Shammai Shita. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. So Shver is saying Rav Elazar Kafa's timer to Beis Shammai Yoslash Minon. He's only coming to let us hear Chiddush and Beis Shammai. And the Gemara name, Dilma Hachikoma, Rav Elazar Kafa means to say like this, L'nech l'ku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel V'dov Azir. He meant to say, no, there's no machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They're both moided to this halacha. That they're both moided, that's not Deich HaShabbos. That's Pshanya Blesa Kappa. So the kids said, we don't have a Maskona Klo, there's no 100% Raya. But Lamai said, we hold the Vada, it's not Deich HaShabbos though. But by a kid that's Nelad Mohum, we say that's one of the cases that's not Deich HaShabbos. that even though in the middle of the week we do a Ma'isa Tobas Dan Bris, but Kol Ponim is not Deicha Shabbos. I didn't look it up. I think there's theory. I think some Rishayin and Paskin, even though we talk a Paskin, it's a Vade Ola Kvusha, that a Tinik that's born, the Ola is Vade there. Still, we hold it's not Deicha Shabbos. And as far as, like we said before, that even though there's a Vade Ola there, but Lamaisa, we can't cut off the Ola. It's too small. We don't know where it is. We can't cut. So since we can't be mekayim the whole mitzvah milam, just the chelik of the mitzvah atokas dam bris is not doicha shabbos. Because what's doicha shabbos is you have a keem of the whole mitzvah milam. So in the middle of the weekday, you have to do as much as you can do. Kafrat, you have to do atokas dam bris. But on Shabbos though, it's not doicha shabbos because you're not doing the whole mitzvah. Right. Omer Rabasi. Rabasi is a new chiddush now. Kol she'imoy tamei leida. Any time when the mother gave birth to this kid, and machmas the later, the mother became tamei, like a normal case, when you give birth to a zocher, you're tamei 7 days. So, then the locher is nimul shmeina. Such a kid, on the 8th day, you make the milah, on the 8th day. Vashenkin, v'chol she'en imoy tamei later. Any time the mother is not tamei later, l'moshlo yetzei doifin, you have a Syrian, a yetzei doifin, the mother has no tumas later, is a locher ein nimul shmeina. There's no chiv then to make the milah b'yom shmini, you could even make it b'yom harishin. Azai Halt Rabasi. Shenemma, the Pasuk says, Isha ki sazriya, v'yolda zocho tumeya. It says an Isha gives birth, that means normal birth, and then she becomes tumeh because of leida. Then the Pasuk says, v'yom hashmini, yimo v'sar v'losai. So mashma, when is there a chiv to make a milah b'yom shmini? Only if the mother has tumas leida. But in the case of a yotzei doifin, where there's no tumas leida, then there's no din b'yom hashmini. Rashi, kol she'en yimoy tumeya leida, kagoyin yotzei doifin. Yaris a Syrian. Yeah. Or else Vinochris, or else the Goya, she yolda, she gave birth today, Ulumachan is Gaira, and tomorrow she was Mizgaya pouring a kid. So that Mishah she gave birth, she was a Goy. A Goy has no Tumas later. And she Mizgaya the next day. What day, which day do you have to make the meal on the kid? Right away, the first day. Is Ein Vino Mamtin Ad Shmina. You don't have to wait till the 8th day. There's no mitzvah Yama Shmina, such a kid. El Nima Miyad. The mitzvah's milah is chal right away. As soon as you get the kid, make a milah right away. Zay al Shabasi. And that's the deed. The Pasuk only says, B'yom HaShmini, on a Pasuk that says, Isha ki sazriya v'yolda zachar utameya. It's only Yom Shmini if she's tummy. There's no tumas leida, there's no din Yom Shmini. Zay al Shabasi. I don't think we hold like Rabasi. Zay al Shabasi. Omalei Abaya, for the Abaya, Doris HaRishenim Yechicho. Ava Kashra knew from the Friedrich Doris before Mount Terah. So Rashi means we have Ruah Mat Mount Terah. She nitnu Mila, but no good Tumma. Kaida Mount Terah, they had no din Tumma then. For this vegan, it was a mitzvah Mila to do B'yam HaShmini. Avram Avinu, Gemalt Yitzchak B'yam HaShmini. She nimoy Tumay later, they had no Tumma later then. But Nimul HaShmoin, there was still a mitzvah to do B'yam HaShmini. Omalei, that's not kasher. Nitnu Torah v'neschatshu aloch, enoch nami. Before Taka, there was no din tumum. But after the Torah was given, now the Pasuk says, Isha ki sazriya.